The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
I'm just not matching at all. I'm like the worst coordinated.
Yeah, that's funky.
Very funky all outfit. That of you.
Dumb Good sent me some Chuck E. Cheese shorts and or pants and a shirt or a sweater. And I just didn't wear the sweater. I was worried it was going to be too hot.
Brands love bringing old shit back.
Because then, we eat that shit up.
I know. We like
anything
we like
from our childhood.
Shit, yeah. Like, what's the new Chuck E. Cheese's now?
Like, where people go?
Like, like, what's that? Like, Dave, I wouldn't say Dave and Buster's is Chuck E. Cheese's. Like, what?
It's the closest thing we have.
I think it's like those, I think those Discovery Zone type places are back, though.
I'm sorry?
Like the jungle gym places that you go around and you do a bunch of stuff.
Oh,
at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those I think are back. In, like,
everybody
the
has like their
Jesus.
Local one. There's not a chain though.
Yeah.
Except for that one.
Yeah.
It's like the only one. It's still, they still have Chuck E. Cheese, right? They're still around.
Yeah. Well, they did like go, they did go bankrupt this past year.
They did.
But they are still staying afloat. I think they cut a whole bunch down.
Why didn't you hit up the GM? I'm sure he used to be like close with
bring
them.
Bring it back.
He did used to come into our Chuck E. Cheese's when I worked there because Chuck E. Cheese's is based in Irving, Texas, which is out of Dallas. And I worked at the Louisville location. So we were one of like the originals.
I know you kissed the ass of the Chuck E. Cheese GM. Yeah.
No, I did not.
Yeah, this pizza 100%. Is the best.
Yeah, you 100%.
He's trying to get that raise.
You got the employee of the month every month at Chuck E. Cheese's. You're in the rat suit, right?
Yes. Yes.
I bet you killed it.
I did. But I was too tall.
Did anybody have a job that actually did employee of the month?
No.
I've never experienced that.
I think I worked. I worked over 10 jobs, not one of them.
Is it just in movies?
No, they
maybe,
do.
Maybe
it.
Like offices do
Walmart
it.
Walmart has it. Every time you go over to like the return section at Walmart, like they have that little bulletin board and there's usually an employee of the month.
True.
But there's a lot of them. It's like different categories. Well, employee of the aisle.
You know what? I feel like now they feel like they have to because you can't only have one employee of the month anymore. Yeah. It's like picking favorites, so you have to like make everybody.
Everybody's a winner.
Everybody gets a participation
Sporting
award.
Sporting goods restocker of the month. It's come on.
Is there like a? I guess we don't know. Is there a monetary like incentive to be the employee of the month?
I don't think
so. Do you get like a bonus?
No.
You know what's ridiculous? Our like incentive to do better and sell more at PacSun was that we could work more. Looking back, that is the most fucking insane thing I've ever.
What?
It was like if you were the highest seller, they would put you on the schedule more and you would get more hours. And like.
It's messed up.
I was like, well, I got to sell more because I want to work more so I can make more money.
We all did want more hours though, always. Because like PacSun, they only gave you like 25 hours a week, 20 hours a week, and you wanted to get up to 40 hours a week.
So weird. Damn, our incentive was to go spend more time, not even a vacation. That's insane.
Do you think it's still like that? Or was that just that time in life where it was so competitive to get work?
I think people always want more hours.
But don't you think it's weird? You go to like just stores and there's 12 checkout stands.
Nobody
only two open.
The only thing open is self-checkout.
Yes.
And then it says tip.
Don't even get me started with the tipping nonsense nowadays. everywhere. That automatic pop-up thing, and you can only select 20, 25, or 30% tip, and they didn't do anything.
The iPad turnaround is the worst thing in the world.
Oh my gosh, it's like, it's just going to ask you a quick question on the screen.
And then if you don't want a tip, you have to like manually input and they, no.
Yeah, they're looking around.
They look away. It's going to ask you something.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go. They always do that. Yeah,
they go, hold on. It's going to ask you something.
Just a quick survey on the screen before you check. What?
I'm just going to go restock this.
The way they cock their fucking head all the way around. It's like, dude.
You know, at the self-checkout, when you're doing all the work yourself and it has the tip thing, me and my sister were just talking about, what if it's like a social experiment and it actually goes into your bank account to tip yourself? And they're just seeing how many people would actually tip. You know what I mean?
On the machines? Like
just
it goes back into your
account?
It
goes into like a secret checking account or something.
Yeah, like if you're tipping yourself, because there's nobody to tip, you're checking out yourself.
Yeah.
like at the airport, all those little markets that are self-checkout, they all have tip on them. Like for who?
I don't get it.
I guess just for the whole store in general.
Where are they asking for tips?
At the airport. Especially at the airport. You know when you go into those like... what are they called? Like the news, Hudson News or things like that.
Yeah, it's all self-checkout.
A lot of them now are self-checkout. You scan your own things and then you pay at the end and it'll ask you if you want to tip the machine.
At the airport?
Yes.
I truly don't think that tip goes to the staff workers.
No.
I don't know where it goes.
Or they split it all at the end of the day.
They don't have to.
It doesn't even seem like there are workers. I tried to ask for help 100 times and there was nobody in sight.
Is this bad? Is this bad? I'm about to say. Go pick up orders. Do you tip on that?
DoorDash.
But you like have
if
to,
you order something a pickup to go. Order, like
if they deliver it, yes.
I always tip on that.
I wish the tip would go to, when you're picking it up, I wish you can just hand the chef
look cash. Him in the eye.
How are we doing?
Like the person cooking it should get the cash.
That's true.
Like you did this.
What was that, Heath? What was that bar we went to where we were trying to, like, we wanted to tip the bartender? And the guy was too scared to take the tip because the owner.
Oh, when we were, that was in like Sarasota or something.
Yeah. That was weird, right? It's like the tip wasn't going to any of the workers. It was going straight to that fucking asshole.
He was scared to accept it.
Yeah.
He like,
and it was his birthday too.
He had to do it on the low.
Yeah. Remember? It was like, weird. Oh, by the way, it's my birthday. It was sad.
I went to Michael's recently, the craft store.
Woo!
Shout out to Michael's.
Obviously, Matt's probably been there recently. Jordan's been there recently.
I have a membership.
I don't know which. I don't know if it's just the one I went to, but it's all self-checkout and there's one cashier. But they push that self-checkout. So there was a huge line of people and it looks like they're regular cash registers, but it is full on your own pod checkout. The screens are like flat screen TVs. And you go up, the shelf that you put all your stuff on is like 2 inches wide. And this is when I was getting candy for the trick-or-treaters. I went to go get some crafts and I got candy. So I am piling. I'm on the floor. Like, where do I put all my stuff? And all the employees are like, let me know if you need any help. Like all this stuff. Yeah. But there's one person working the cash register. At least 10 people in line. At least, which is a lot. And the guy's like, if you're paying cash, I can take you. But if it's card, you have to do self-checkout. So now,
interesting.
And everyone in a craft store is like 80 years old. So they don't know
they don't get it.
How to like operate this thing. So they're ending up having that guy at the cash register is the only person there. So he has to hop out of line to help each individual person. I'm like, what?
They might as well just be ringing you up.
That makes no sense.
It takes so much longer for older people to figure it out. Like, why?
One that pisses me off the most is doing a self-checkout at a grocery store because you have to set this already scanned thing on the one side where it has a scale. And if the weight doesn't match up to what it thinks you're doing, then it thinks you're trying to fucking steal something.
God forbid I buy a piece of paper.
And then you fill up the little square that you got because you got like 15 things to ring up. Then you can't set it on the floor. You like...
Yeah, I put a knee on it.
Just sit there.
You actually make money because it...
And then the bags aren't... In California, the bags aren't there.
Yeah.
You have to pay 10 cents per bag.
You literally can't do it by yourself.
But they're like, how many bags do you want? And you're like, okay, one bag. But they're then you got to find an employee and be like, can I have a bag, please? What a pain in the ass.
The only place I think that is doing the self-checkout ride is Uniqlo. Most insane experience I've ever seen
Uniqlo,
in my life.
What's that?
Uniqlo, or the clothing brand. That's
it's like a Gap. It's like a Japanese Gap. Q L O.
They're like red boxes
or something like that.
Okay.
I went there the other day at the mall, and I got a bunch of stuff or whatever, and they're like, are you doing self-checkout? I was like, yeah, I could do self-checkout, whatever. So I went in, and they have like the machine set up and then just like a bin built into like this desk.
Okay.
He was like, just throw everything in there. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I guess I'll separate it. So I threw it all in and goes, boom, screen popped up. Every single item that I have. And I was like, excuse me, something's already on this like receipt, like order. Like somebody didn't complete it. He's like, no, that's all your stuff. And I was like, everything I just threw into this basket just popped up. Individual items, the color, right. The size, every.
How are they able like, to do that?
RFID chips.
So scary.
That has to be it, right?
RFID.
Everything like on the tags have this tiny little chip in it of what the item is.
That's brilliant. Genius.
So you throw it in, boom, it all pops up. I paid. I was done in 2 seconds.
Done.
It was the smoothest transaction.
If it's gonna be self checkout, have it like that.
Right.
Like that makes sense. You're just in and out, and you're making the line go faster. But self checkout, I just don't think the line.
Should we run that intro?
Let's do it.
Oh my god, I forgot about the intro. All right, it's It's Coffee Town, baby. Woo! Let's go. A hungover.
Very good.
Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Thank you so much for coming on to another episode.
I'm pumped.
My voice is gone, so.
It's all right. People like that sexy rasp.
Yeah, dude, every time we have a wild weekend, I lose my voice and I complain the entire episode about it.
It's all right.
And it's going to be another
just
one.
Just honey and tea.
Is it because you partied 3 days in a row?
Or 2 days.
So 2 days will do it.
Yeah. And dude, in like 3 years, it's going to be 1 day. And then after I turn 40, I'm like,
it's going to be one drink, you're going to be done.
Yeah, that's it. It was a long
weekend. It was fun. We had a lot to celebrate.
We did. We did.
It was a good time.
What was it? What was the first thing we did?
What did we celebrate?
I don't even know. Like, dude.
We had our happy hour meetup that went really well.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
Thank you to everybody who showed up. That was awesome.
How many people?
I honestly don't know. It was like 700 that RSVP'd, said they were going. But I think it was just such a smooth line. And everybody was just like very respectful. And
they were coming up to meet you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
At happy hour. So it's like a tasting. They get happy hour. And then we all get to meet each other.
Were you drinking? Like, were they drinking in line?
Couldn't, for some reason in California, we couldn't do a tasting at this one. But the last ones, we usually do a tasting. Let everybody try the product. And then we'll do the meet and greet afterwards.
Yeah. And the same day, it was the Dobrik's opening too. And that was unplanned. We did not mean to plan that on the same day.
City must have been rumbling. Yeah,
if we knew. If we knew Dobrik's was opening before, we would have never done it that day. But like it was,
we had already like set it.
So we tried to plan it out where people could come to the meet and greet first, and then from there they go straight to Dobrik's.
And we were like passing out the Dobrik's coin so they could go take it in there and do like the disco party or the ice cream thing.
I met so many people that day who were from San Diego because they had drove up. They saw you guys in Long Beach
San Diego.
And then came to Dobrik's and then came out to Venice because they wanted to do like the whole thing. And they were thrilled.
So it ended up being like actually a good situation because they had like an all day affair pretty much. They could do all different types of things.
And then seeing everybody there in the happy hour hats at Dobrik's was really cool.
Oh my God, there was a few people that I saw that were at the meet and greet, and then they were first in line. I was like, how did you even get there on time? Like it made no sense to me, but people were working that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
I thought Dobrik's was gonna get shut down.
There was a lot of people.
Oh, I didn't even want to go. I was like, I needed for it to cool down. Until I even show up there because I want to enjoy it and not be like.
Mm-hmm.
We went last night and it was still packed. I thought it would have like died down. And there was, I saw about 60 people there. Like
what are the hours? Weeks.
So right now they're doing the temporary hours, which is 4 to 11, I believe.
Shit.
And then on the weekend is going to be 4 till midnight. But I think once it like cools down, they're doing 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. on the weekend.
Where does everybody park?
It's sunset. Everyone's at the bars. They're bar hopping, and then you stop for pizza.
And you have to think about it. Like, where are you parking when you go to a random pizza place in Hollywood? You
know?
Like, you're not like
no parking.
Yeah. You just
I guess just right now there's so many people. I just don't know. Like,
oh yeah. I mean, it's gonna be pretty hectic for the first few weeks. But like once it dies down, I feel like anybody can just drive by and find.
Well, the pizza is so damn good.
Slamming. Yeah,
I had the pizza like months ago when he was like testing it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so I remembered it, but gosh, so fucking good at the party.
It's like, the honey drizzle, man. Yeah. You put a little bit of honey drizzle on a pepperoni pizza.
I couldn't wait to taste this straight from the back of that store, because every time he'd bring it over, it was because he was bringing so many over. So it was like, yeah, it would get cold, and I just don't like cold pizza. So Maya was like, I can't wait to try it as soon as it comes out of that oven, because I never tried it until that night.
The crust. I'm not usually a big crust guy. The last thing of a piece of pizza, once I get to the crust, I fucking toss it.
Acacia bread.
Oh, it's like almost like this it's like a toasted reward. Cheese.
Yeah.
Like it's like crusty at the end. You're like,
season it.
Mm-hmm. You've seen that new thing people are doing now where they rip the crust off, throw it in the middle like a taco. That way you have a bite of the crust with
I gotta try it.
Yeah, you rip the crust off your pizza and then you put it in the middle and then fold it and then you eat it.
I never thought to do that.
That way you're not like wasting the crust at the end. And then you got that like crispy in the middle while you're.
But I kind of like not eating the crust in the end because.
I only don't eat it so I have my number in my head of how many pieces that I've just put down. Because then it's like, okay, I see six crusts right here. I should probably dial it back.
You know what I do when I don't, like, if I have like 2-3 pizzas and I don't eat the crust, in my head is like, oh, I could have one.
You get a bonus.
Yeah, you get a bonus.
You like add it up.
All these crusts pretty much equal to one whole
exactly.
How were the slushies at Dobrik's?
Oh, I only had the I did try that.
Yeah, a little blueberry or raspberry. Yeah, I
did. And cola.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's good quality too.
It's cola and blue?
Or cola, blue, and red. And cherry.
Wow.
Triple threat.
Mm-hmm. Did you have the ice cream?
Okay, so I tried his favorite ice cream in the world. I gotta say, I don't get it. The Blue Moon ice cream, did you try it?
I don't get it either.
Oh, is
it
the color blue?
Yeah.
I think he said it was hit or miss for people because the color looks like it's gonna taste great, but it's just basic.
Yeah.
Right?
I was expecting, you know, when you get like a blue ice cream somewhere, it's like that like crazy flavor. It's literally just like vanilla.
So the vanilla and chocolate are good. They taste pretty normal. It's like good ice cream. They have that Blue Moon, which is like David's favorite. I don't know how long that'll last. And then so he has 4 tubs of ice creams, right? It's chocolate, vanilla, and then 2 with that Blue Moon ice cream. I'm like, hey, move. David, let's get rid of one of those Blue Moons that you like.
It's let's throw in some Blue
cookies
Moon.
And cream. It is. It's called Blue Moon ice
That's
cream.
That's a beer.
Blue Moon. It's called beer. Blue. I know. It's called Blue Moon ice cream.
Oh, okay, maybe. Sorry. Okay.
I thought it was Blue Bell. I got.
Can you look up what the actual flavor like? Is it called profile? Is
it's like Superman?
It's not.
No. He wanted to make the fourth one Superman. I'm like, guys,
stop.
Let's calm the fuck down. Let's bring it back. Cookies and cream. It is a worldwide very eaten ice cream.
Is it like Red Velvet, where it's just blue? Blue Moon is an ice cream flavor.
It tasted like cotton candy.
It's a Smurf blue marshmallow sweet.
Marshmallow, yeah, that's what it tastes like, marshmallow.
Superman! Blue Moon is the ice cream that make up, the Superman ice cream. Oh.
Okay, so it's marshmallow flavored.
It's a very Midwest kind of thing.
So, so the Blue Moon ice cream, they can say that it's fine, but they should add cookies and cream.
Oh, but the icies aren't. Is it taste more like a Slurpee or an icy?
Slurpee.
Okay. Wait, what's the difference between
icy? Is kind of like the little like tiny little ice ball beads. So like little bit like it's got that crunch.
It's like a snow cone almost.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Remember the icies with a polar bear?
Yeah, that was a slushy.
Okay. But yeah, make sure to check out Dobrik's. It's open now to the public. It's right on Sunset next to Saddle Ranch. If you guys know where that is. It's really good, and you might see, you'll always see somebody there.
Tell them we sent you.
So we did that, and then that night what did we do that night? Oh, we just had like a dinner, and then.
Oh, yeah, we did our little happy hour dinner.
Yeah.
And then the next day we had to do our Cremota photo shoot for fall and winter.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cute. We had like a little like setup with pumpkins, hay.
I saw the stuff the like fake that. Snow. That was cute.
Yeah.
Itchy. No,
we did. Itchy. Was there asbestos in it?
It was made out of like.
Was it insulation?
No, it's a shit in like packages, but it wasn't like. It wasn't like,
but
strong.
It's just such micro little like,
yeah. But you know, in like the Wizard of Oz, when it snows,
oh yeah,
the whole cast got like asbestos. It was exposed to asbestos.
What?
It's awful.
That's insane.
Yeah. It is crazy. But they like, I don't know, I think some people died, some didn't.
What?
If you are a loved one,
there's a lot of the Wizard of Oz has a lot of spooky things about it. Like people died on set.
Yeah, the guy hanging in the background.
That's not true.
Yeah, I feel like that seems not true. I've seen that picture though.
The original witch, when they like, when the explosion happens and she disappears. That one witch caught on fire. I'm pretty sure they had to replace that actress. Also, the actor played the Tin Man. He had like real aluminum on his face. And like that was terrible for his face. And
wait, where is like the HR for this set? Like she was probably fucking running. And
they just like
it was a different time.
Speaking of fire,
everyone's
though,
dying, getting sick on sets. Fucking nuts.
Speaking of fire, did you see what happened to Jay Leno?
What?
No.
What you know how he's like really into cars and he has this like huge car garage and everything? I guess he was in there and one of his cars like exploded, caught fire, and like burnt his entire like face and everything.
What?
How did I not hear about this?
Yeah.
And I guess he's in like ICU right now.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
I feel like we would have gotten an alert. Did this happen yesterday?
Yeah, I guess. The only thing I saw was like his eyes are okay, but apparently like his whole face is like really severely burned.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Happened.
I know, it's awful.
It's great because I feel like we see him all the time in the city, like in different cars and
especially
shit.
Especially at like the car meetups on Sunday.
Was he by himself?
I don't know.
Damn.
I hope he's all right though.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, that happened yesterday or today? I think yesterday or the day before.
Oh my God.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So at the meet and greet, Matt, what? Pay attention. At the meet and greet, this girl comes up to us, right? It was like towards the end of the line. And she's like, all right, this is
it's going to sound weird.
This is going to sound really weird, but I'm here to return Matt's hat. And she pulls out this hat.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Do you know which one it is?
Don't even show it. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it a Mickey Mouse hat?
Yes.
Oh,
she pulls this hat. And I'm like,
wait a second.
I'm like, why do you have this hat? And she's like, okay, this is going to sound really weird. And I apologize, but I snuck into your guys' house while you guys had a party one night and I stole his hat. I was like,
what?
Wait a second. I was like, first off, you got
to. How do you respond to
First off, you got to keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah, that goes with you to the grave.
I was surprised she even came with the hat.
I would have been like, I found it at a bar that you guys were at. Matt's like, what?
Or I would have just kept it. But yeah, we thought it was.
This had to have been like Denny Day.
It was Denny House.
Yes, it was Denny House.
I can't believe you still have that on your mind and knew that that's what was missing.
Because I think I've interacted with this fan before where she commented one day randomly years after. Where I always was like, you know when you lose something, it's the worst, and you realize you've lost it months like later. Where you're like, well, I lost that because I definitely haven't seen that in a long time. Because you think it's going to show up. And I remember her commenting, I have your Mickey Mouse like hat. And I was like, huh? And I think I messaged her and I go,
you click it, it's just gone, deleted.
But I don't know. In my head, I thought this story was like, she like took it off my head like at VidCon or something, or like we were around a lot of people.
I think it was actually, she said her friend took it and that she got it from her friend.
Right.
Oh, is that what she said?
That's what she said.
Oh, she should have corrected me. I didn't know that. I thought it was her that took it.
And I think I've met this fan before and she's always been like, I think I've met this fan in person before and she goes, I know a girl who has your denim.
Oh, okay. Mickey Mouse hat. That makes sense. So it was her friend that took it.
Oh my gosh.
You got it back, Matt.
Insane.
That's a good feeling.
But like, you buried that down. Yeah, you never bring that type of shit.
You buried that shit down.
Keep it.
Dude, I was surprised. Like, I looked at the line. They're probably like,
Oh, I'm my sorry. God.
Time and place, sister.
So funny.
She stole this at the Denny House.
The Denny House.
Can you believe that?
That is, what, 7 years ago?
We had some interesting stuff happen at that house. Not yeah. gonna lie. Remember the girls that came to the our house with the honey you gonna fuck me good cake?
No.
You don't remember that? You were there.
Oh, you were, jumped you, on a cake at your...
You were in the Snapchat. Oh, was it you or you? I don't know. I just remember seeing that. I just saw the video a few weeks
so
ago.
Funny.
And I was like, oh my God, that was crazy that like people just like... Ding, ding, ding.
Here.
Matt has it back now. He has his hat back. She pulled that out and I got goosebumps. Because I knew up that was
Do you remember me
absolutely
wearing this hat?
Absolutely, I remember that hat.
Shit.
It's good crazy. Times.
I remember it because I was always like, that is the dumbest hat I've ever seen.
Oh, come on. I thought it was cool. It's very me.
I had a phase where I had Mickey Mouse shit for some reason. I don't know why.
Quirky.
Like, in my head was like, I wasn't like, oh, I love Disney World. In my head was like, oh, this is like, it's cool. Remember my remember my Sailor Moon shirt?
Yeah.
I was like, it's cool.
You're like your Rugrats.
Yeah, yeah.
Bitches love Sailor Moon. I'm gonna wear Sailor Moon, so they say they like my shirt.
I don't know why.
It's weird. Like, I hate being called Matt the Rat, but I'm wearing Chuck E. Cheese, which is a mouse, a rat, and then I have Mickey Mouse on, which is another rat.
That makes sense.
Rocking two rats.
You are what you wear, Matt.
I mm-hmm. guess so. Mm-hmm. But I know what you mean by those like Sailor Moon shirts. We're like, this is cool.
Yeah.
But these were like, I don't know.
But if someone makes fun of it, you're gonna like go home and just
yeah.
It depends who makes fun of it.
That's true.
Somebody you value, it hurts.
Yeah, if someone had like, whose taste I like, would I thought, I like, it's the worst when you're like putting on something, you go, I bet this person's really gonna like this shirt. And then they're like, nice shirt. It's the worst. I think you would like this,
just,
right?
Just,
not with me. Yeah, stab the
You know what we should twist. Bring back and just start wearing like, those graphic tees from middle school where it would have
dragon
a squirrel.
Shirts.
It's like, I'm just trying to get my nuts. You remember those?
Oh, at Spencer's in the spinning rack.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You haven't hit certain parts of the U.S. People still wear that shit. A lot of people still wear that shit.
You've been wearing some funny shirts lately. Like, you have Slut in the Shrek logo.
I bought that
for a picture.
That was actually for a TikTok. I never would buy that shirt and wear it.
But what about your bully one? Like,
well, that one was also for like a video, but like
They're
I never
ironic.
Did the video. Yeah.
What does it say? Don't
bully me, I'll come. Sad face. I just thought it was just funny. I mean, it's funny to me.
Stupid.
I love
it. Let him ride it out for the next few days before he's 30.
Where did you, Bubba, where did you get this sweater?
Oh, so this little thing?
It's the first I've seen this.
This little thing.
Matt, that's funny that you said that because I thought you would love this sweater.
I did, but like I didn't take a good look. Like, you were a little quiet in the beginning.
I you to ask where this was from.
Oh, weird.
But thank you. I went to it was advertised as an estate sale. Me, Jared, and Zach went. And it was an estate sale, but it was in like an alleyway in a warehouse. So we walked into this warehouse and it was filled with things from, you can tell they're from like movie sets.
Right.
There was things from like The Price is Right. There were framed pictures of, you know, Jackson from Hannah Montana or Jason Earl.
Yeah.
There were framed pictures of him, but they were like him skydiving, but it was clearly like an edited thing. So I think it was stuff from like stuff on the shelves in movies and sets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there was a whole clothing section. So I went through the clothes because they were all vintage retro. So I'm going through and I'm picking them out. And then after I purchased them, the woman was like, oh, I wish that one fit me. This sweater is from How I Met Your Mother.
What?
Wait, who's wearing it?
So she's supposed to send me a picture of who is in it. I exchanged emails with her, but I haven't gotten.
Ask the fans. I bet the fans.
Yeah,
can
I'm
find
sure
it,
somebody
like,
will know.
Or the listeners.
I used to watch it all the time, but I don't know.
Right, she sends you the picture, but it's like an extra in the back, sitting at the bar.
Right. But it is from there, so.
How cool!
Yeah.
What was the other thing you said they had there? It was like a jacket from some big actor, and his keys were still in the jacket.
Yeah. It was the actor from Cheers. And they actually have they had the entire Cheers bar.
Ted Danson?
Yes. They had the Cheers bar there. And I was like, I didn't want it, but I was like, are you selling this bar? And they were like, nope, we just got it. It took us 30 years for them to give it to us.
Wow.
And they don't know what they're doing with it, but the fact that they have it in
the
this
Cheers
warehouse.
Cheers bar?
Yeah.
You saw it with your own eyes?
I touched it with my own hands.
Shut up.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture of it. So in the clothing, there was this leather jacket. It was Ted Danson's. And she said that this was his favorite jacket on set. So they let him like take it home and bring it back. But one day he brought it back and to, it was the end of the show and he left. And in his jacket, she pulls out his old car and house keys.
So, I know his assistant.
So they were charging like, do you know how much money
it was? I think it was $500.
It was like $500 because like the keys were in it. It was a cool jacket. There's a picture of him in it. It was just so cool to see, but I thought that was a cool story.
Keys
so,
and car keys. Just
yeah. His house keys, his car keys.
But he never got it back. It was just like in there.
No, the keys are so old too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so I thought sick. That was cool.
You should, do you still have the keys? You should try to figure out where it
unlocked. I wanted to buy it. I did want to buy it.
Do you ever like find keys like still in your drawers, but you don't know what they're yeah. to all years the later. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, but I still gotta hold on to this. Like you think it's gonna.
I like to keep keys too. Yeah, for some reason,
it's a weird thing to throw away.
Yeah,
too, but
yeah.
you're like,
because I'd rather have it on me than somebody finding it.
But then who's gonna find it? Going,
it's I know. Open. I don't know. You know, I think the same way too. I just like to keep it on me.
How cool.
or burn it?
How cool
you
that
could touch it?
How much was it? How much was it?
It was kind of a lot.
It's great quality. Is it a brand at all, or is it
I
just
don't think
custom?
So.
Are those bunnies or llamas?
Oh, actually, little white tail bunnies.
All right.
It may kind of be a custom thing. It's a fox. Oh, I'm seeing. Oh, it is bunnies. It's
almost cute. Looks like a Pikachu from the Outland, though.
I kind of like that.
Which app?
I also got a pantsuit that I want to get tailored to fit me from that 70s show.
Oh, you should get it in the brown pants, like that color.
Get it in the brown pants.
In the brown pants, that color.
I always wonder like what I would waste a bunch of money on of like something from my childhood. Like, oh, I own this thing from this show.
Michael Scott's desk.
Oh, that, okay. That's, that, I mean, yeah.
That's good. Or the like, world's best boss cup, like the actual one.
Original.
I'd want I bet Xenon, he has it. You know Xenon?
Yeah.
I'd want like the little iPad thing that they, like they talk to
the
people
one with the fucking handles.
Because that was my fucking dream as a kid. But now we actually have that. It's our phone. But like,
it is.
Just to, I'd probably buy that.
You know what I would pay a lot of money for? Jack Black's School of Rock outfit from the performance at the end.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Like that, I would have framed.
I
just
yeah. Or I'd get the turkey sub.
You,
the Valyrian knife, Valyrian steel knife from House of the Dragon.
Okay,
very good.
The actual throne.
The act. Oh, I mean, where would I put it? I mean, I could make room
in a crazy office
in my bedroom. It's just it's where my bed is
in front of Michael Scott's desk.
Yeah, I'll fucking do it.
Whatever happened to our desks, our last desk?
They're in the other room.
Okay, they're still here. Yeah. I didn't know if you're burning them or.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But I gotta talk about what we were given at the photo shoot real quick for the Cremona shoot, the Thanksgiving set. So they surprised us with a chicken on set to take pictures with. And we're like, oh my God, this is so funny. So we're doing the photo shoot. We have this chicken, we're like hanging out, whatever. And then we like finish shooting and they're like, I was like, where did you get this chicken? And Felipe goes, I actually just rescued it. I saved it. It was from a restaurant that was about to cook it. And I was like, shut up. He's like, no, I'm like deadass. I just pulled up and was like, do you have any live chickens? And they were like, no, get like, go. And he's like, I'll give you $15 if you give me a chicken. And they
15?
Yeah. They were like, all right, give me a second.
It's pretty cheap for a fucking live chicken. Yeah.
So they went in.
I guess if you think about it though, like what the meat.
They would have made a lot more than that.
They would have made
I guess.
I don't know though. Actually, I think a chicken is that's kind of a good price to for a chicken.
Not bad, especially now that I've been researching.
I mean, just knowing this chicken for the past few days, I think it's worth a lot more.
A rotisserie chicken isn't $15. It's like $9.
No, I'm not thinking about the food. I'm thinking about the chicken's feelings.
Hey, this is not the point.
Okay.
The chicken.
So if you chicken is worth more than $15. Well, if you cut it into tenders, you could.
So he brings out.
So find out he rescued this chicken. And there's no bringing it back, right? He already bought it. So he's like, I don't know what to do with this chicken. And I look over and Jordan's holding it like this. And he's like kissing on it. And I'm like, oh my God, I know exactly where this is going. And then Felipe goes, Jordan, do you want to keep it? And Jordan went like this. Can we keep it? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, yeah, I guess we have a chicken now. So we bring the chicken home. And it's the sweetest chicken I've ever tasted in my life.
Matt, your Instagram story today tripped me out. Because you, what I saw.
Delicious.
Is there really a chicken coop in the backyard?
Yeah. So we bring
it out.
So we.
She's sleeping.
She's sleeping.
You need more chicken.
Oh, you guys are going to have live egg, real eggs.
It's going to be. Yeah. As soon as we get that first egg, I'm gonna lose it. We're gonna celebrate. Aww. We're gonna have a one egg omelet.
Wait, can chicken just pop eggs out without having sex?
It's their period, Zane.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
really?
Eggs. They drop their eggs.
I just learned this.
Mariah just learned.
I was like, no, we can't eat them. That's the babies. And he's like, two different things.
Imagine
it's a fertilized egg.
You popped out eggs as your period. That'd be insane.
Well, technically, they drop their eggs.
No.
That is their period.
I'm talking about what if Mariah popped out eggs?
Oh, like if
it and then you like, got to just crack honestly, it on a pan like breakfast.
I bet women would prefer. Would you rather lay an egg than bleeding?
Well, actually, yes, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Clean, done, and you get a snack. And you get to feed your family.
Imagine different girls in our friend group like taste different. Like, no, oh, let's have Natalie's eggs. And it's like, oh, I don't know about Natalie's eggs.
Yo,
last time it was a little sour.
I got the nasty eggs.
But if human eggs tasted the same as chicken eggs.
It wouldn't make sense because then we would be able to provide food for ourselves and that would just be like,
the government would.
They would do something.
My eggs.
We would have
factories
of people.
That would be insane.
Oh my God.
Oh, and then Kim Kardashian's egg would be just
golden.
She'd be like, gold. I want a golden egg. Sick.
That would be insane.
Just sick.
Imagine the campaigns
revolved around this.
Imagine the tampon commercials.
Tampons would go.
But instead of like when you put it in, it like grabs it. So it's like you put it in and just grabs it.
Girls on OnlyFans would be selling cartons of eggs. You know what I mean?
Yes. designer nests. Like,
yes.
it's so stupid.
I think a fly flew in my ear.
Okay. So we have a chicken now out there in its own coop.
It is the sweetest chicken. It's not like skittish. It will hang out and like walk with you, follow you.
Where'd you buy the coop?
We went up to Tractor Supply in Santa Clarita.
And you bought a coop?
It's gorgeous.
And, well,
spoiled brat.
We got a 6-hen coop and we only have 1 hen right now. So now we have to buy more, especially because you don't want them to be lonely.
Let's hatch some.
I think 3 would be good.
It's going to be insane because they've got little cubbies inside of it where they go into their own little stalls and like lay there.
It seems like he's gotten really attached to this whole chicken idea because he was not a big fan of this idea 2 days ago. He hated that they had to keep this chicken in the house.
Is it too cold for the chicken?
For them to lay right now, it's a little bit cold. But you can like trick them. If you put eggs inside of it, something in their brain will be like, I should lay an egg here. So when you
that would be Zane as
when
a
you get there when Absolutely. You get their eggs you'll like take a couple of them and then leave one in so it knows like that's where they
guess where do her their, na- their guess business. Where her name is
should I guess well, you want me to
she,
guess
she has about 15 different
right,
names
right now we're going through a bunch of different names but I
the council is discussing it.
Is it the House of Dragons name?
I want to start calling them the dragons. Like I want it to be Dracarys. And then the next one is like Vhagar. Like, and it's all just the.
I say give them farmer names. Like, give them Norman.
I want them to be like old names that were okay back in the day, like a Blanche.
Mildred.
Yeah.
Mildred's a great name for a chicken.
Olga.
We thought of a Matilda.
Florence.
Florence.
I like that.
Do you think those names will ever come back? Blanche?
Yeah.
You really? You think so?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think so. I think they're circulating again.
They're coming back.
I feel like it's going to take like one hot influencer to be like named Blanche, and then people are going to be like, that
love
is
it.
A gorgeous perfect. Name.
Yeah. I went to college with a Blanche.
Wait, I've never heard of the name Blanche.
I had a neighbor who was like 100 years old, and her name was Blanche.
You never seen a street call named Desire? Street call named Desire.
Is that your secret word?
I'm sorry.
Stella! Is it the character named Blanche and Streetcar named Desire?
I have no idea what that movie is.
Maybe the people will know it. I think they will.
They will. But yeah, so there'll be two people that know.
I'm basically a farmer. And
chickens, squirrels.
The whole thing. We're going to have a petting zoo.
We have it all. The two things.
Goats are going to be next.
Okay. Oh, and Rue and Abigail love each other. They were playing the other night.
Okay. Have you done the chicken thing where like the chicken's head?
All the time. It's my favorite. Did you know they only have one thing to pee, poop, and have intercourse out of? And
shut. Like, one hole?
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
What's it called? A cochlea? Cloaca.
Oh, you did a lot of research, huh?
No, he literally, Jordan is a farmer.
That's a good name.
Cloaca, that's beautiful.
What do you feed it? Chicken feed?
Yeah,
chicken
scratch.
What's in chick feed?
It's like corn.
White rice, you taught me.
Well, she loves cooked white rice.
She doesn't like granola. I tried to give it to her the other day with chocolate chips and she would not eat it.
I gave her blueberries this morning. She loved blueberries.
Wow.
What? She chased me. I did like, come here. And then like it trotted after.
Oh yeah.
So cute.
What are its hours of like sleeping? Is it up early in the morning? Is it asleep right now?
We walked her into her house around like six.
To get in there.
Right?
By
a little earlier, five.
House? Can she come in the house?
But she's in poops.
Mariah lets the squirrels run through the house. I think.
Do you want to meet her
right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan, can you grab her?
You're about to bring on set.
Yeah, our first guest.
Holy animal!
Put her over there.
Was the coop expensive?
I didn't think it was that much for a six hen coop.
It's
gorgeous. It's got the door that opens.
I'm not gonna
up,
lie.
The bottom, the ramp up. It's stunning.
It looks like a $5,000 coop. Like
it looks
from
really
the
nice.
Stories.
I told
like,
my parents,
damn.
And they were like, "Oh my god."
What was it, like $600?
No, it was like 300 and something. I think it was like 3.
Oh, that's cheap.
350.
Before people get concerned, a little disclaimer. We do know how to take care of it. Jordan grew up taking care of chickens his entire
He's
life.
He's got two emu,
a whole farm.
50
he literally
chickens,
lives on a farm, so we're in good hands.
A tortoise bigger than this desk.
We should bring all the animals here one day.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what's funny?
Jordan
called his grandpa because he was excited and was like, I need to get like a couple more chickens to like go with it. And he was like, when you come to Florida, just take some back with you. And he was like, I'm not flying with chickens.
That'd be-
I think you should. Dude, imagine. Oh, does it cockle do to do in the morning?
Oh no. My gosh.
Hi, honey.
You want to hold her?
Oh, not now. Oh.
Take a holder.
You go hold her. She's really
super
tan.
Chill.
No, I'm fine.
No, all right, here, let me hold her. Wait,
she's really chill.
I'll hold her.
That is the most beautiful chicken.
She's a Rhode Island Red.
Oh, I also call her Priscilla, and we call her Silly.
Here, let.
Well, like, wait, I don't want to.
Put it on Mariah.
I'm just a little, getting my. That's a chicken.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. God, you look like a. This outfit.
You look like Jack Hanna. Like you're from the Discovery Channel. Like, she's a real sweetheart.
We were playing other chicken noises for her to listen to outside, and she was just like hanging out by us. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, imagine what's going through her head right now. There's no other chickens around and you're just hearing chicken voices. Like imagine you walking through the woods or something and like there's just like human voices playing in your head like around you. You'd be like, it's kind of scary.
I know. And you can tell she's been around humans a lot too because she's really tame with everybody. Yeah.
How do chickens get lonely? You got
to
get some other.
Yeah, no, we're trying to.
Like tomorrow?
Well, we have to buy them used.
Yeah. what is there like a chickenconnect.com?
There's
a chicken hinge.
That is an adorable chicken. I'm so happy for you. Welcome to the world, chicken.
They're not selling chicks right now, but we found a couple on Craigslist that are like teenagers.
I just think it's so awesome that this chicken was literally about to be beheaded.
Yeah.
And then she was saved and now she has a whole life to live.
Must be nice.
Oh, I didn't like your stories today, by the way. You showed the chicken and then the coop. And then you showed two chicken legs about to be eaten. I didn't think that was nice.
Everybody thought we were.
Are you gonna make an Instagram for the chicken?
My sweetie pea, my baby. We'll see you in the morning. So chill.
Do they like music? Okay. Well, yes. In short, yes. Chickens do get lonely.
Oh yeah.
They naturally flock together for company and then for warmth.
We were playing the chicken dance song.
Yeah. There. Jordan, does she have her shots?
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I actually saw so many people using SeatGeek to go to the Post Malone concert the other
night. So sick. And Harry.
And Harry. Dude, every day someone's out of Harry. I don't know how he has all these stops. It makes no sense.
Well, you know how it's getting filled up, baby? Everybody buying on SeatGeek.
Exactly. Thank you, SeatGeek. We love ya.
Can't believe there was just a chicken in here. Did not see my day going that way.
It's pretty wild.
See the mother chicken heads. They don't never leave the coop. I'm in the coop.
Look at all those chickens.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that audio.
What are you going to do with it over the holidays? You're going to have an automatic feeder?
I already got it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you just, press a button via Bluetooth?
It's the real deal around
here. Do you have to have somebody watch over the chicken while you're gone? Are they good?
A chicken cam?
I'll have somebody come and just, make sure. But
do you like a little task rabbit? Hey, can you watch my chickens for 5 minutes? Just, feed it, and then you can be on your way. Pay him, $20.
But it's so cool. You just let them roam around all day, and then at night, we just kind of,
Do you have to go clean the coop?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's got the pull-out tray.
Nice. Should definitely clean the coop.
I don't know the maintenance on the chickens.
Does it kind of stink after a few weeks, or you just have to clean it and then?
I've had the chicken for 2 days.
No, I'm just asking. This question was for Jordan mostly. It starts to smell.
Yeah, it does start to smell. I'd say after a week and a half.
Can we take it to some cockfights?
Hey,
I'm kidding. I know.
I would love to get a rooster, but you can't.
Yeah. Oh,
but you're not allowed to.
You want to hear a rooster?
It's 3 a.m.
Just have for a day or two, and just have people really confused.
People would be pissed.
I would love to wake up with a rooster, cock-a-doodle-ing down and down.
Sure?
At 3 a.m.
Oh, they'll do it at 3? I thought it was more 5:36. Kind of crack of dawn.
3 a.m. You'd be getting home, and it'd be going off.
Have you seen
kind of like that?
Have you seen that woman on TikTok who has just the most beautiful farm kind of life? She has all those animals and she wakes them up every morning.
Yes.
She opens up the goats, the chickens.
Every pen goes and says hi to them. Painted beautifully. It's their own little town. She calls them by name. They know exactly where to go.
Oh yeah, that's the life. A good little farm life. The thing is, you got to be so bound to the animals. I kind of want to travel and stuff.
I would love to get a dog, but I just feel I wouldn't be able to.
Dude, when I had rabbits, that was tough to keep.
Oh my God, I remember that time of your life.
When did you
really have rabbits? You really got to take care of fucking bunnies.
Yeah, dude, it was the worst.
Don't be in a relationship
and buy bunnies. Well, then we'd get in fights about someone's got to go feed the bunnies, and I'd be all the way at the Denny house, and I had to drive all the way to Santa Monica and in the rain.
To feed a bunny.
And they would piss and eat, or they would just eat everything. Don't own nice furniture when you have a bunny.
The only person that I really, truly would take care of bunnies is Alex.
Bless you.
Thank you.
He was there last night or 2 nights ago.
You know a cat has a barbed penis?
A what?
A barbed.
What's that?
Barbed wire?
Yeah.
Or a hook, how it has the barb that goes back the other way so you can't pull a hook out.
So cats sometimes will go up behind another cat and then barb the penis within the other cat. And then the other cat and it attaches and it can't get rid of it and it forces its way in.
Oh my God.
You want to look up a cat's penis?
I don't.
Oh,
hippos, they can flip and bend their penis the other way and bidet their own butt.
Coming
what do you
in,
mean, wait, what do you mean? What do you mean bidet their
they
own butt?
They will pee. They can aim it behind them and pee on their own butt.
Oh, I could do that too.
Honestly, kind of smart as an animal.
I mean, pee is fertile.
Sterile.
You know what they say? Pee is fertile.
I know Matt was sitting there waiting for me to say the word because he knew I was going to say the word.
No, I knew what you were going for.
It's fertile.
The hippo is one of the most beautiful kind of animals, though.
You think?
Have you ever seen a hippo come
out
of
A baby hippo?
A baby anything.
But dude, a hippo is one of, like, okay, I get a cow exists, I get tigers exists, I get elephants. A hippo, sometimes I'm like, that's a strange one.
Yeah.
The hippo? What are you? Come on.
That's cute.
Like, that looks like something from an imaginary world that made its way.
It does look fake.
They look like giant roly-polies.
You just want to smack that hippo ass.
Oh my God.
Matt.
Are you into bestiality?
No, no. You know when, like, you see, Ruth, like, you little baby dog, you, like, just giving, like, a little
tap. Why are you gyrating?
I'm talking about.
Matt, why are your pants off?
Matt, why are you licking your fingers?
You know what I mean? You know, you give a dog a little.
I get what you're saying. It's kind of, I wanted to do this. You know what I mean? Like, look at that little mouth. You kind of just, like, you know when a dog.
Yeah, but
like,
a hippo can bite your whole arm off. Like an adult hippo.
Wow. Yeah, have you seen a watermelon?
Have you seen the hippo going after that boat?
Dude.
That is scary. Terrifying. Have you seen that?
Yes. But that video, yes. I hippo have seen it. But they don't swim like that. That hippo's technically running underwater, but he's going that fast. Hippos can't swim technically.
That's like in my nightmares, like that shit. I thought the video was fake when I first saw it.
They are strong.
What's that movie? You know that movie that's like weird? it's like called Opa or Koopa?
Mr. Holland's Opus?
No. It's like a three.
That's the death
It's
movie,
like a three.
Right?
Oja. Is that
Oakjaw.
Is that based on a hippo?
I think that animal, yeah. It's supposed to be like a cow hippo.
I saw the trailer.
It's like it's supposed to be like a cow, hippo, elephant kind of thing because it's supposed to be like a movie about like the beef industry. But even though cows are cute, but if they just made it cuter, it would make it like us feel a different way. Mm. It's a good movie.
We could talk about Jordan's soup that he's been working on. He's entering a soup competition.
As you should.
Are you good at making soups?
No.
I think so.
Jordan?
Not meaning, wait, when I said as you should, I'm like, by all means, I think if life calls you to enter a soup competition, I wasn't trying to say anything.
So we've been going through what types of soup he wants to make for this competition, right? And he decided on a lentil soup. I'm like, ooh, awesome.
My favorite.
Lentils are in it, but what do you mean? Like a lentil soup?
Just like a lentil soup. So he went out and got ingredients, whatever, and he started working on it, and...
Not good.
When I tell you, he put all of the ingredients chopped up into a boiling pot of water, threw in raw chicken legs, and just let it sit for 35 minutes cooking. He put a dash of paprika, a little bit of like turmeric.
Free balling this whole recipe?
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Put chicken in boiling water for 20 minutes?
Yeah. That would
cook it?
Yeah. You can.
I thought you have to put it in like a
boiled chicken.
You ever gone like a hot pot place? You put in raw chicken all the time and like you can boil chicken.
It's like a crock pot, everything.
I thought crock pot you could do in 20 minutes, not just throwing in boiling water.
You can boil meats.
Got it. Okay.
He had jalapenos in it and then a shit ton of cayenne pepper. It was the hottest water I've ever had in my life. Was
there no broth? You didn't put any
chicken broth, no chicken bouillon, nothing. It was spicy water with zero flavor. And Jordan, I'm sorry. I got to be an honest friend. You know how bad it was. I just don't want you to enter the soup competition with this.
So
can
the
you,
point is, yeah, where, he didn't add. He didn't add any broth.
You saw soup competition flyer. I'm going to enter. Didn't do any. Okay, it's okay.
It didn't follow a recipe. I think he just wanted to prove to himself that he could do a soup.
What was the prize?
What's the prize?
It hasn't happened yet. It's on Wednesday.
Well, we got to get to.
I think you should enter the competition with that soup.
Wait, you say it's tomorrow?
Oh, you're done.
No, today's Wednesday.
No, you missed it. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Oh, today's Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's what school shooters get when they're on death row. That's their last meal is Jordan soup.
Is last meals like a real thing on death row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you get for your last meal? Because sometimes when I think about the question, I'm like, well, are they cooking it? Are they like,
no, you get
you
to
pick whatever you want, I think.
Yeah,
you
I think it's whatever.
Like, you could be like, I want Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
See, part of me, I don't want like someone to like cook it. I actually would want to get.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust somebody cooking my last meal.
No, I think somebody.
It would have to be from like a chain that I know what it's
going
to
be. Or I'd want my mom to cook it.
I'm pretty sure they do exactly what you want. Like if you wanted something from a specific place, I think they do go out of their way to get it for you.
What takes the longest time to cook?
An aged Parmesan.
Yeah.
Oh, and then end it off with just chocolate chip baked cookies with whole milk. It's my last night.
You know what I really would like to at the end of the meal? Pack of cigarettes.
I don't think they would give you that as a last meal.
But at the end of like a big ass meal, and then you get to like have a cigarette. Because you're going to die.
That's true.
How are they doing it? They're doing lethal injections?
It depends on what state you're in.
They still do electric chairs, right?
I think, they're still killing people.
That's insane that they still do electric chairs.
I would want to
go out in a firing line.
Oh my God.
Oh
really?
My God. That's a little inhumane.
Yeah, it's kind of.
And then you're like,
I don't think that electric chair is not good.
It's inhumane. It's lethal injection or I don't think they're gassing people anymore.
No, they're not gassing people.
I guess lethal injection, you just go to sleep.
You literally just fall asleep.
How many states have the death penalty? California does.
Isn't the firing line though, they all line up and only one of them has a bullet. Everyone is blank except for one.
What?
That way you don't know if it was your bullet or not that killed the person. So if they have like 10 people lined up and they're all aimed, you don't know if yours has the one.
Is this a real thing?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
31 states have the death penalty?
That's a lot of states.
When was the last person put to death?
Probably today.
No.
Oh my God, they still do hangings?
Where?
Probably Salem.
Salem. Jesus.
In Washington.
Delaware.
No, Washington has lethal injection or hanging, but I bet that doesn't mean, I don't think they're still hanging people, but like it's one of those weird.
Look, Missouri, lethal injection or gas.
Or firing squad for Oklahoma.
Oh my God.
Look up the firing squad. I want to make sure that it's only one bullet.
So you're having a bunch of people shoot their guns, but one actually goes in?
Yeah, all of them have blank except for one.
That is bananas.
I'm pretty sure.
So not one person takes the heat. Is that the right word?
No, but it's also just inhumane to shoot somebody full of bullets. It's also just weird to kill somebody too.
What are you going
to
say, Bob?
Is that so that person that doesn't have the guilt?
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna use the bathroom.
Let's move away from the death penalty and let's
go
talk
take
about,
a titi.
I want to start Mark Wahlberg-ing it with my days, or I want to get up at like 5 or 6 in the morning.
Wouldn't that be the 5 a.m. club?
Yeah.
I tried it for a while. As soon as you like miss one day or take like a vacation, have a long week, you're.
But there's nothing so like sleeping in. It's the best damn feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm just like, I can get all the annoying shit done out of my way. To when the day comes, I'm like, all right, did that. But then it's always like errands or something I gotta fucking go do or pick up.
Errands.
Mark Wahlberg posted something the other day. He was like, it's 2 in the morning right now. We're getting up. I'm like, fuck you. It's 2 in the morning.
What time are you going to bed?
Yeah.
Because you clearly aren't having as much fun at night as other people.
That sounds like a dad who just wants to not be around his family. Like, if you're waking up at 2, you missed family dinner, huh?
You missed movie night.
You went to bed at lunchtime. Yeah. 2 in the morning.
That's a little absurd.
Yeah.
I feel like 6.
6 is a good time.
Whoa. That was awesome.
No, same wavelength on that.
6.
But the thing is, I love my nighttime. I like sitting finally on my phone and looking up shit I want to look up and also discovering things on the internet. I see there's sometimes I'm like, I'm on the internet to like do the social media things, participate, engage with everyone else's stuff, ha ha ha, talk to people, answer emails, but then like, or then just using my free moment to watch TikTok, but I'm not like hunting for like something cool.
I have like this weird back and forth where I'm looking at my phone, just like kind of like scrolling for like entertainment. And I'm like, God, this is such a waste. Like, I'm not like doing anything productive. But then I'll be scrolling and I'll be like learning things. And I'm like, no, this is amazing. I'm learning. I'm Like, you know what I mean?
I stopped thinking about it.
As long as I'm edgy.
The same way, I felt guilty.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? But then every information that I've known for the past couple of years has been because of freaking TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok, though, sometimes I'm like, I'm only going to use this here, moment, hold on. Though.
I feel like we're actually having, like, good conversation. Oh. Like,
sometimes I've been having to, like, sit down when I'm watching TikTok going, I'm only going to spend this moment on TikTok to look for ideas or, like, find good audios to make things to, like, find a good trend.
Oh, yeah, I and save make, a lot of things. And I
ignore,
at night.
But then I ignore all my, I ignore all interesting things that I will get hooked on, where it's like, did you know about their secret tunnel that's in Germany? And you're like, fuck, that sounds interesting, but not right now. I'm only here to get ideas.
I go through like a saving phase.
Do you have your folders on TikTok?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Oh wait, what do you mean?
Like, how do you categorize like
how
your
many,
saves?
How many favorites folders do you have of your life or of?
Oh! I thought you meant like the saving sound, saving this, saving that. Like
favorites,
the ones that it comes
or you
with.
Can manage now your folders.
Almost like a Pinterest.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
Oh,
if I don't have it, but if I do, this is what I like. It's either music that I like, funny shit, and ideas. That's like the only three that I would have.
So I'll like things that I want to show him, like a quick like, but I'll save things that. Ideas for me, things to try, sounds to use. Like I'll save it so it's not as many things in the folder. Like it's easier to find. Does that make sense?
I have 10 different categories. Like I'll have like recipes, profound things that I just think are so true and deep that like I need to like repeat sometimes for myself for my own mental health. I have things for when I'm a dad. So it's like things that I want to
install. Oh, you're counting on TikTok still being there.
Like organizing where I'm like, oh, that will be such a good idea when I'm a dad. I'll do that with my kids or my family and like my house. Or then in
just hope it's still there.
No.
Because TikToks always just like to disappear. Yeah. Like your favorite TikToks will just fucking.
Yeah.
That's why I like it that they're in the folders though. Oh, you mean just that clip?
Yeah.
And then. Interiors that I really love.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I go, so next time when I'm shopping for something, I'm like, I want something that's like that or apparel, people's like outfits. You're like, fuck yeah.
Yes.
So, or sometimes doodles and drawing. Someone who can draw like a really cool thing that's really easy, being like, next time I find myself doodling, I'm just going to do that so I can finally learn how to draw a perfect car or draw.
Heath folders, street fights, bar fights.
Cars going fast.
Cars going fast.
That's it.
Yeah.
Those fight videos always pop up on my TikTok.
Yo, that was one thing that would keep me up when I was younger. Like late at night, watching World Star, the fight comps.
Shit. Is World Star still around?
I would be on that for hours. Just next.
Oh.
Because it wasn't more entertaining. It was more like, you're almost in shock. You're like, wow, like, how is it getting this bad?
You know what I mean? Share those on Facebook all the time.
And I'd be like, guys, look at this. Is insane. I find it insane that things escalate so badly for no reason. Like the girls trashing those that fast food restaurant. It's like, how does it get that bad?
I do watching a good escalation. Not too much of like physical combat, but like a house fire. Like, I was watching this one from across the street and they go, this is how bad a house can catch on fire in 10 minutes. And it just starts off, you see in one little window, a little bit of flame, and then it gets bigger. And then you see cars coming by going, that's a fire. Then all of a sudden, all these people, like, it's mayhem.
Yeah.
Like, just watching that happen in 10 minutes.
It's insane.
Oh, but I guess what we were talking about is like, before going to bed, I don't even know how I was saying it. But like, sometimes it's like nice. We were talking about, we want to be early risers. I would love to be like the 4 a.m., 5 a.m. club.
Oh, I wish I could. Because when you get all your shit done by like 9 a.m., you feel like
easy.
You feel on top of the world. Yeah.
But
it's amazing.
But then what sucks is like, one, it's the sleeping. It's sleeping in. And,
but like, that's another thing. Everybody always talks about like getting so much done in the morning. It's like, what? How much is there to get done?
The thing is, all the errands I want to run, I got to go play.
You can't do it. That's what I'm saying. You can't really do that much.
Yeah.
But you could get everything done before you do all your errands.
You could sit down, make your little Instagram like post ready, already drafted out. Like you got it ready to go. You know what I mean?
I get my personal lifestyle things done. So I get up, I like to shower, feel good, get ready, do the laundry, clean the house.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, cool. Now I can just focus on working for the rest of the day instead of like getting worked. Or if I have like your video to edit, like I'll try to get it done before you wake up.
Right.
So it's like, oh, it's done. You know what I mean?
Like I never, like my room, it gets dirty. I don't really think to clean it, but if I got up early and I got everything done and I'm like, I still have 2 hours left, I'm just going to clean my room. I would never clean my room in the middle of the day.
Oh,
but if I woke up early in the morning, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to clean my room because I feel so responsible right now for being up early.
Yeah. The only time I feel like cleaning is early in the morning or midnight.
Middle of the day
is not for me.
I would just get stuck on things. I get, if I pick up something and I organize one little section,
He's in the zone.
And then it's just like,
it feels good.
It's like an addiction thing. I just start, then it's like, I'm not happy unless everything is.
Yeah.
I can't continue
my day until this is done.
I just can't until my room is like in its clean mode. Then I can't really focus on anything. Yeah. But luckily, I don't know. I try not to get too cluttered. Everything has a place and I can just hide things away.
Everything, there's a place for myself, all one drawer.
Yeah.
It looks clean, but everything is just, I have just junk drawers.
I think everybody does that and nobody wants to say it. Exactly. Everybody shoves things everywhere.
Yeah. I've been really good at just tossing shit out though. I used to be really bad with that. Remember like the first few years, I hoarded everything. And now I know I'm never going to use this again. And I'm pretty good at knowing now I just fucking toss it.
And you probably forgot about it. You probably don't even know what you threw out.
Yeah. I love that my bedroom is boring.
Minimalism will make you happy.
Yeah, it really would. Sorry.
Yeah. No, the less things you own, the happier you are.
Because a little less stressful.
Oh God, then there's this thing. There's that thing. Simpler. Mm-hmm.
Love being an adult.
You know what I've been thinking about this? Are you guys like, you're almost about to be 30.
Yeah, I turned 30 in three days.
Do you feel old?
No.
Good.
Are you excited? Are you excited about your 30s?
I think like I'm fine. I'm definitely fine with like being in my 30s. If I like still lived in Florida,
you'd be concerned.
I'd be really concerned. Yeah.
The pace of life is really good here
and it matches me perfectly. Like I'm really thankful that I'm like get to live in this like kind of fast paced environment.
I was talking about this with some people this weekend and they were like, that's actually a good point of like, when we're in our like mid to late 20s, we're like, oh, I'm getting so old. I'm 27. I'm like aging. Like they get so concerned about how they look, like aging physically, like the vanity of it all. Yeah. But then in your 30s, you are now the youngest of your 30s and you're gonna have that like 30s glow. You ever look at pictures of your parents when you're like a baby or a kid? They look amazing because they're in their 30s. You're gonna have this 30s glow that I think some people don't recognize that there's actually like a truth to.
Yeah.
Like there's sometimes you will even look better in your 30s.
Yeah.
Than in your
20s. I mean, I think we all are because I feel like we've focused more on our health and like taking care of ourselves and working out because we know even now, getting older, you feel shit start to hurt when it shouldn't be hurting, you know? Yeah. So like in my head, I was like, at least I'm working out every single day, I can't be too bad when I'm 40, 50. Yeah. Like I gotta be better than what
your 30s define your 40s. Absolutely. Yeah,
for sure.
I'm a little worried. I just got my first bunion.
Ooh.
What is that? What's a bunion?
It's like a growth on your foot. How do you get bunions as a guy?
I don't know.
Wait, is bunions like a old?
It's like a bone that like rubs and then it like, I don't know exactly.
You got it on your foot, right?
Yeah. It's on the side of my foot right here. It's like this giant knot on that side bone.
Can you pull a bunions? I like don't even know what that.
But it's like super, super. It feels like my bone is bruised. It just like hurts.
I know a girl who just got her bunion shaved down.
Yeah, a lot of people get them cut down.
Shaved down? Is it? So it's a bone?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
But his isn't there.
Mine is on the outside, outside of my foot.
Wait, and that it causes that by your bones rubbing?
I think it's because my feet are so wide. That like my shoes never fit me because they're just tight. And I think it's just that like constant squeezing and rubbing. I also never take my shoes off. Wait, I have shoes on.
I think I have bunions, no?
Let me see.
Those are your ankle bones.
Right there? Is that not?
It could be. It could be the start of one.
A lot of girls get them right because of heels and stuff.
Probably like the tight shoes are squeezing.
My dad has it. Like he has pretty big ones.
It happens.
I'm looking at these. I don't think they look bad. It kind of looks like it belongs there. Okay, well that one is Zay. That one's scary. But
oh my god!
Did your grandparents ever have like arthritis? Like yes. the really bad hands?
Yes.
Yeah. My intensive reading teacher, she had it really, really bad.
That is the scariest. Is when like that your hands like buckle in like that. Yeah.
She had really bad arthritis, and this is so weird. I don't know if this is relatable to anybody. But there are so many times where I look down at my hands and I see my grandma's hands.
Go on.
I'll look down and I'll like, I can do my, my grandma's hands were like this. I look down and I see her. It's like seeing a ghost.
Right.
I'll see my grandma's hands. It's very, very strange.
Mm. So yeah, the knuckles just like bop out. I remember my grandma had those as a kid. But what does that happen because they were like on a typewriter? Could be typing,
just like writing, just constant like
moving their hands like too much.
Well, I also don't understand the difference between arthritis and carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel happens down in
your wrist and your forearm, right? Carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel, yeah, I think happens more down.
Arthritis is fingers. Carpal tunnel, wrist.
Arthritis. Yes, yeah. those were my grandma's hands.
Yes, yeah. my teacher had those hands.
They also wrote their entire lives. Like they preferred to write their entire lives. My grandma has a lot of birthday cards to write every year. So she was going in. Yeah.
Dang.
That's just, yeah.
They're just working. They're hard.
Those are working hands.
But it's crazy that it does that. Like your fingers just go there.
Right. Like, so we as humans should not be doing that much.
I have a feeling we're going to have something like from our phones. That is going to be like the equivalent of that.
Like
from
if we're
writing.
Like,
well, if everybody like has I won't care.
Our pinkies are definitely going to be like
something.
JNO.
I mean, if anything, I think maybe even just like what we're, because a lot of people sleep next to their phone every night.
Oh my
Isn't
God.
Isn't it really bad? Yeah. Like for it to be sleeping next to a, like a device like that, that's on every night. Like have we been told this?
I'm sure maybe. It's very, very bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's like standing in front of a microwave, but like,
we put it next to our fucking testicles every day, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's probably terrible.
Yeah, but
and we won't find out. I think for another fucking decade.
I guess so. But man,
it's very interesting. I keep playing with this table, man. This cup's gonna fall.
I'm so fascinated. It's like why, and will there be less and less people? Because will there be less and less people getting that? Because maybe people aren't writing as much.
Do we know it comes from writing?
Heavy typewriters. Typewriters, you have to punch that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like all the stuff we're typing on is just going tick, 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 tick.
Yeah.
I was worried about our thumbs too, because we're doing everything on our thumb. I'm like,
lock thumb where you can't bend it anymore, maybe.
Imagine your thumb giving out.
I'm gonna have ugly fucking. Look at my hands already. And I'm 30.
Well, some people just have different hands.
These are 75-year-old hands right here.
You gotta moisturize.
I do.
Do my hands look fine?
Yeah, they kind of look a little feminine. That's nice.
Thank you. But like, I always see hand creams, all of that stuff. I never put it on.
I actually should start putting hand cream. Like,
do you have calluses like a lot?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Look.
Let me shake your hand. Hey, so I don't think I've ever shaken your hand in a long time. Oh, yeah.
You got it. Bad.
It's yeah. Bad. I don't think we've ever shaken each other's hands.
I shake Heath's hand.
Oh, Matt, you're soft. Heath. Matt's like squishy.
I think I wash my hands a lot during a day in that.
I think washing it actually makes it more rough.
I feel like it makes mine rougher.
You know when you like wash dishes a lot, your hands get like real dry.
Maybe it's because I just masturbate a lot.
Jesus.
I thought you would find that funny.
That's disgusting. Mariah,
do you need sanitizer?
That is disgusting.
It was a punchline. It was a joke. Good grief, guys.
I think very it's inappropriate.
You see, but if Zane said it, we all would have been podcast. Like,
Mariah would have loved that joke if I said it.
Yeah. Can I shake your hand?
Pervert.
Heath has good hands.
Oh, yeah. Nice, nice. Yeah,
he has, you have female hands.
Yeah.
They're just small.
Mariah, are your hands bigger than Heath's?
Wait, now
they're the same size.
Now let's kiss.
I've never tried that before.
We do a four-way right now.
People watching the podcast.
What? What kind of family is this?
I'm ready to call it.
Me too. I want to go enjoy my night. We have to do unwind.
I just want to stop talking.
You can tell that jacket is so new because the Sherpa is so fresh.
I just got it.
It's so fresh, the Sherpa.
I just got it. It's really nice.
Well, the pockets are cool.
Dude, Guess makes quality stuff.
I know. Yeah, Guess really dude, they came nice. Back. But oh, I like the direction they're heading.
My new pens.
Oh, yeah. Can I see that pen?
Did they give you the one, though, that you posted about, though?
They sent me the Nexus one. And then I also have the bolt action slider one.
Is it like, how does it write?
Yeah. They're like $150 pen.
They're sick though.
No way.
They're insane.
They better write fucking.
By themselves.
Yeah. They better get up and fucking.
Tactile turn. I said tactical?
I think so.
The tactile turn pens. Sick.
Well, they do the podcast for us. They all sit in the.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Pen. No, yeah. Let's keep talking about pens.
It's 10:11. I want.
Is it really?
Yes, I want to enjoy my night.
What's your favorite pen? Okay, I'm done. Okay.
A Bic.
My favorite type of pen is the Pen 15.
Jesus.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can always.
Make sure to get Cremota Coffee at Cremota.com. We've got ground coffee. We've got espresso in ground and whole bean. We've also got a bunch of different flavors in K-cups.
Big things coming
and big flavors coming. So.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You're going to get early access to these episodes. They're going to be ad-free. We do a bonus episode every single month with a guest. It's either a high episode or a drunk episode. And as soon as you become a member of our Patreon, you're going to get access to everything we've ever posted on the page. So all of the previous bonus episodes, our live Q&A that we do once a month.
Including our exclusive nude content that we post on there too.
Mm-hmm. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. All right, we love you guys and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Subscribe for next month. You can get the Unfiltered cast crew exclusive nude photos on the Patreon.
Whoa.
Matt.
Ew.
Just Mariah and I like playing ping pong. Like, it's just nothing sexual.
No, it's so wholesome, but just naked.
Yeah, we're just like, we're sitting here just like
super casual about it.